Blake, first of all, I know my current working title is Voice of the Tar Heels, but I think for so many people, me included, Woody is forever going to be Voice of the Tar Heels, and I don't take that as a slight when somebody says that. I mean, he is just so synonymous with Carolina athletics, and his voice was the soundtrack for so many people for so long that he truly is and forever will be the voice of the Tar Heels. But to your question, of course, this is a sad morning and a sad time. But it's also a time that, I've just kind of gone through this morning. I've had some times where my eyes have kind of teared up a little bit. And then there's been some times where I've had a big smile on my face, just remembering how lucky I've been to be able to work with Woody. And for a young broadcaster to get the opportunity to sit next to him and to pick his brain some and to learn all the things that he did to put himself in position to be great, all the work that he did before a broadcast to put himself in that position to be as prepared as possible for anything that could come at him was really invaluable for me. I mean, not many young broadcasters get to have that opportunity. And so thinking back on some of those times has been bittersweet this morning, because of course you're sad for the loss and you're sad. Your heart just goes out to Gene, his lovely wife, and Wes and Taylor, his sons, and his grandchildren as well. But it's also a nice time to reflect on some of the really positive things. And with Woody, the first class, not just announcer that he was, but the first class person that he was, there's a lot of those really positive memories for so many.
What was your first interaction with Woody? Do you remember anything specific about
him? Oh, yeah. So I was interning with the radio network between my sophomore and my junior years of college at Carolina. And so I had gone down. The setup used to be a little different then. It was everything was done much more locally then. And there was a studio in the Smith Center. And so I was there and was just kind of sitting there because I didn't really know what I was supposed to do. I was just there because somebody asked me to be there. And so I was going to be there and help out any way I could. And, Woody came in and, it blew me away. I was absolutely starstruck because I had spent so many hours with him, and he didn't know me at all, but I knew him. And, and I felt like I had a relationship with him because, we had been through all of these important moments together. And, whether it was Rick Fox driving down the baseline and beating Oklahoma in the 1990 NCAA tournament, or Carolina football going from back-to-back one-win seasons to then winning that Peach Bowl, and blocking the punt and running it back for a touchdown, and Cliff Baskerville getting a big interception, or the 1993 national championship for basketball, whatever it was. I had these really important moments of my youth, and he had been there with me, even though he didn't know it. And I know that is not a unique perspective. It may not be that exact time period or those exact plays, but everybody has those type of moments. And so, I was just totally blown away that he was in the room with me. And I remember the first thing I ever did, and I've said this before, first thing I ever did was I went and got him lunch, and I thought it was the coolest thing I had ever done because I had $20 of his money and I was going down to the Loop or something and going to grab him a sandwich. And I was so lucky to be able, as time went on, to gain a much closer relationship, both professionally and personally, and to get to spend a lot of time with Woody and be on the road and sit next to him for some big moments and some championship games and all those kind of things. So incredibly lucky to move through Woody's last several years as the voice of the Tar Heels. So lucky to be able to sit with him during that time.
What do you remember most about that portion of it, of sitting next to him and helping with the broadcast and being a part of that production and broadcast for the Tar Heel Sports Network and everything?
Sure, yeah. I think it's two things. Number one is just the preparation that went into the broadcast. And I know a lot of people have probably said that or had similar feelings, but it's true. Woody prepared like no one else. He had so much information and just really poured all of his energy into getting ready for a game. And I remember the first time I was going to be in the booth with him, it was a football game down in Atlanta, Carolina and Georgia Tech, first first game of the 2005 football season. And you know, I thought, you know, I was felt like I'd really done all this work and I was going to be, you know, in such great shape. And then I go in there and I see all the stuff that Woody had, and it blew me away. Just the amount of information and the amount of work that had gone into it. You know, Woody had that innate natural ability to be good on the air. And I do think you need some of that. And of course he had such a remarkable voice as well, but it wasn't that's maybe what set him apart, but what set him up to be so special was the work beforehand and to let that talent shine through, because everything else was already taken care of because he had made sure of that. So that's the first thing. And then the second thing, Blake, and this is something that we, you know, still today really try to hit the right balance of, is I think he balanced being professional on the air with his passion for Carolina as well as anybody who's done it. And I mean, there's no doubt that he wanted the Tar Heels to win. We want the Tar Heels to win when we do a broadcast. But that doesn't mean that we can be so over the top that every foul on the Tar Heels is a bad foul, and yeah, every play that the other team makes is a lucky break or whatever. And I thought he did such a good job of being there for Carolina and being excited about the Tar Heels and being passionate for their players and their coaches, but also keeping things professional and understanding that sometimes it doesn't go your way. And sometimes people on the other team do something that's pretty spectacular, and covered that with the same amount of professionalism that he did when the Tar Heels did something well. Those are the two things really to me, is first the preparation and then that balance of the professional aspect and the passion for Carolina.
What about away from the broadcast booth?
You know, he was just such a generous person with his time. You know, Woody, particularly as time went on, and you know this, Blake, this is such a saturated field. There's so many people who want to do this. And Woody was getting pulled in all directions. And whether that was just from his day-to-day work of being the play-by-play voice of the Tar Heels, or if it was working with charities in the area or being impactful in our community. And, you know, he's done so much for the Ronald McDonald House and other charities around town. Whether it was that, whether it was speaking to a young broadcaster and giving him or her tips and pointers and being a sounding board and allowing them to learn from him, or whether it was just being kind to a Tar Heel fan who was like me the first time they saw him and was awestruck and super excited and couldn't believe he was there, and he would smile and take a picture or do an autograph or whatever it might be, or just share a story. He was so generous with his time in all these different areas that I always found that really, really remarkable about how busy he was, but he always made you feel the most important when he was talking to you. And that's a skill that's not easy to do. But I always found that impressive. And I think, you know, a good way to sum it up is that it is a little bit what I talked about earlier. And that is, so many people felt like they knew Woody, even if he didn't know them. And I think out of everything, that is one of the more lasting impacts to me, is that he had that relationship with millions of people. Even if he didn't know them personally, they had a relationship with him. And that's pretty impactful. I mean, to think about that you had that kind of impact on so many people is pretty amazing. And so, gosh, it is it's just such a disappointing, just such a sad time, just a sad time for his family, but also a really great time to think about all the things that he meant to so many people.
Good luck with broadcast tonight, Jones, and please pass along our condolences to Wes up there as well.
You know, and Blake, I'll say this, you know, we're obviously going to approach our broadcast tonight. We'll have a little tribute to Woody at the beginning, and we'll have some things to say, of course. And in the short term, we'll honor him and then get to our business at hand with Carolina and Syracuse. And there'll be some more things longer term that we'll do and Carolina will do to honor Woody's legacy. But yeah, I think it's pretty cool too that Wes is going to be calling the game for Carolina tonight on television. And what a neat little side note it is. And I know Wes is a consummate professional, but I know he'll have some emotions running through him as well. But I think it's pretty neat that Wes will be on the microphone tonight as well.